City of Agra, 1897, Lobeiras, Iceland. Gifts. The Indian crew spent the night in a rundown boarding house. The European crew settled themselves in at the best hotel in A Coruña. Days earlier, in Lobeiras, in a row, that leveled all social difference as the bell tolled from the death of 21 of the 71 people on board the City of Agra. The sailors of Cameyer risked their lives to save the majority of the shipwrecked sailors in the midst of that storm. The heroes of the events began to be hailed by the English crown for their gallantry and humanity. Corpses washed up along the coast of Aro. A pair of brothers recovered a body found amongst the rocks. In the to-ing and fro-ing of the removal of the drowned man's body, a wallet fell from his jacket pocket. Upon inspecting it, they found a multitude of pounds sterling. They both silenced and stared out of the beauty. That night, the wife wrote to her husband, "I make more in a night than you do in your whole life in Argentina." Faced with this, her husband bought a return ticket. Upon his arrival, those foreign notes hardly recovered the cost of the journey. A local was telling of his adventures in a tavern, among the laughter of his friend at the table. In his attempts to rescue a corpse trapped by an arm under some rocks, he tried to liberate it from its resting place. "By hook or by crook?" He gave a sharp tug, and the arm came loose from the rocks. It smashed into the first thing it encountered, his face, and he got the biggest slap of his life. Among the remains scattered along the coast by the English ship, they found iron cages. Among the crew, Mr. Jarmack, son of a famous animal contractor for London Zoo, had come aboard heading for Calcutta, where he intended to find more wild animals. Some people say that when the sound of the Cameyer church bell reaches as Lobeiras, a Bengal tiger's roar can be heard deep within. But the cages remained empty and Mr. Jarmack never reached his destination. They were awaiting the arrival of the English consul to bestow honors on the participants of the heroic rescue in Cameyer. On the day of the proceedings, they smiled over a good job well done, as he hung the medals about their necks. One of them waved the iron insignia in his hand and thought, "If only it were made of chocolate." The medals were forgotten about and left to rust in the houses of the sailors, like the old bell. A new one now announced the destinies of the people of Cameyer, and they will never forget where it came from, as it appears on the bell itself, hammered and forged. City of Agra.